Thank you so much for joining with me in this little excursion, this consideration of this book we call the Bible. I hope that's been helpful and encouraging to you. I know it's only been an introduction in some ways, but maybe you've picked up on the uniqueness of the book, the trustworthiness of the book, the sourcing, the supernatural sourcing, and the reasons we believe that God himself has spoken. He has acted. He's come into our human race and into our experience to reveal himself and to enable us to enjoy a relationship, a confident, secure relationship with him. And it's through the gift of this amazing book we call the Bible. And we talked about the message of the Bible. The whole idea is that its ultimate message is to facilitate that relationship that each of us can have with him. So we've looked at some of those evidences, some of the background of the book. It's a tremendous gift, but I want to end this time encouraging you to read the Bible. If the Creator himself has taken this step to authenticate and to give us additional evidence, not only creation and consciousness and our conscience and so on, general revelation, but he has acted in time and space so that we could receive that message of his love and the relationship, then how much more, how important it is if we truly desire to know God and to know the truth about him and to be reconciled and to experience God, to be right with God. I want to encourage you to read this book and you'll hear from himself. It won't be just a book that we read for all people everywhere and a wonderful message. God will speak to your heart and you will hear his call to a relationship to himself. So you can read the Old Testament. The Old Testament begins with the creation of the human race, Genesis, Exodus, Leviticus, Numbers, Deuteronomy, the first five books written by Moses about 1500 years before Christ. And we see the foundation is laid for the human race as God reveals his purpose, his intent, and begins the process of now with Abraham. Then later in the book of Genesis, then he begins Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. He calls and begins to work with one person, one family, one people group to work in them, with them, and through them to continually reveal that message of reconciliation to the whole world. And so you can start there. Keep in mind, though, that redemptive narrative of God, and you'll see the Messiah. You'll see the Redeemer. You'll see God's plan of salvation for all people everywhere. It's never about just one group of people. It's all about the world. That wonderful verse in the New Testament, God so loved the world. It's evident even as you're reading about the experiences of a particular people group and through history and their ups and downs and their experiences, a lot of things we can learn, but always we learn that these same things that God is speaking to all of us, to every people group everywhere. And then you come to the end of the Old Testament with the time of the prophets and so on. There's about 400 years of silence. And then that Messiah, that Redeemer that has been predicted, that has been foretold, comes onto the scene. And we have the life and ministry of Jesus of Nazareth. Now, my recommendation, my suggestion would be if you're interested in beginning to read this incredible gift that we have from God and to see what its message would be to you, I would recommend and suggest you start in the Gospel of John in the New Testament, Matthew, Mark, Luke, and then the Gospel of John. For a couple of reasons. One is because you're in the full-blown light of the Messiah, the Redeemer, the Savior that had been predicted and foretold all of those centuries is now here. And you get to see him and hear him and watch him, how he fulfills those prophecies in his life and what he does to make it possible for fallen, sinful human beings like me, like all of us, to be reconciled to God the Father. So I would recommend the Gospel of John to you. Secondly, because John actually writes his book with that purpose in mind. I have written these things so that you might believe, so that you might be able to know God, hear his voice, and enter into that relationship with God yourself. And that's, of course, what my ultimate pleasure and joy would be, is if you read the book and then you come into that relationship with God, both for here on planet Earth and forever, and to become a part of the people of God from every tribe, every language, every every people group on planet Earth to be with him now and on to eternity. So if you need some help in reading the Bible, as you start with the Gospel of John, perhaps we have some links that we're going to make available to you on the website. If you have some questions, you can always leave questions there as well. And hopefully you will find great, great satisfaction in reading this book of books we call the Bible.